chess boxing, thinking, and fighting. The only sport that challenges the full scale of human capacity. Live from the Platoon Kunsthalle in Berlin on meinsportradio.com.
The fur fight of the evening is in the heavyweight division. Everything about 90 kilos is heavyweight, and this fight is going to be heavy and a very special one. It's Kouros Toloai, 99 kilos. He's a refugee from Iran who used to box the Iranian boxing championships and found a chess boxing club while he was in the refugee camp googling for boxing clubs in Berlin. He's fighting all-time favorite of the Berlin public, Dmitry Pichurin. He's a nuclear scientist, weighing 107 kilos, a great chess player, and with very strong nerves. So the 4-5 is a special one, heavyweight division, a refugee from Iran fighting for Berlin against the nuclear scientist from Moscow.
And here we go. We are introducing the third fight, and the crowd's ready for it. This is the heavyweight match, and
Rudolf Mörnerli. Okay. Now there will be a great heavy fight, and it's going to be a real heavy fight. We're facing 200 kilograms of muscles and brains.
Muscles.
Meine Damen und Herren, seid ihr bereit für den ultimativen Intellectual Fight Club fight for tonight? The last heavyweight fight between Berlin and Moscow. Es steht 1-1. Nochmal für alle, die es vielleicht nicht mitbekommen haben. Dieser Fight wird also den Städtevergleich entscheiden. Und wir begrüßen als erstes unseren russischen Gast in der weißen Ecke. In the white corner, a fitness coach and a student of nuclear sciences, ein Kernphysiker und gleichzeitig ein fitness coach. In the white corner, welcome to Dmitry Pichurin. Pichurin wiegt 102 Kilo, 102 kilograms. He's from Moscow and his trainer is Marat Shachmanov. Die weißen Figuren, then he will play with the white pieces and therefore on the white corner. Now, in the black corner, für den Schachboxclub Berlin, ein ganz besonderer Mensch. Ein Mann, der vor 3 Monaten noch zu Hause in Teheran gesessen ist und keine Zukunft mehr für sich gesehen hat. He arrived now in Berlin and he googled boxing clubs in Berlin and in the refugee camp in Spandau. And he found the Berlin Chess Boxing Club and he joined. And now he's ready to fight for Berlin. It's from Teheran originally. It's Kouros Toloai. We'll be right back. Kämpft also für den Berliner Schachbox-Club, ist 94 Kilo schwer und sein Trainer in der schwarzen Ecke ist die kubanische Boxlegende Eduardo Crespo.
Yep, so here we are with the third fight of the night, and this is the heavyweight matchup. And Svetlana, you want to tell us a little bit about what we have here?
Yeah, we have Kurush Tolai. He is from Tehran, Iran. He's 32 years old. He's fighting Dmitry Pichurin, who is 34 and from Moscow.
That's great. And we got the chessboard now. It is coming out. And, yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. The chessboard's coming out. This is the last fight of the night. And Svetlana is just going to tell us a little bit about one of our fighters here.
Yeah, so it's an interesting story, actually. Kurush has been in Berlin only for 3 months, and he's been doing boxing back in his hometown in Tehran, in Iran. And he's actually came and started off in one of the refugee camps. He was looking for a place where he could continue boxing. And he actually came across this chess boxing club of Berlin, and he started playing for the club.
Very nice. That's great. Thanks so much. And so they've just shaken hands across the chessboard. The clock is about to start. And here we go on the beginning of the third round. It has begun. There's the bell. And Pichurin has started out with a queenside opening. And Kurush is just, he's taking his time with this. He's actually opened up with a knight side pawn opening, and Pichurin is definitely playing quickly and aggressively. He's brought his bishop out, and it is pressuring the king pawn on the black side. And already it's looking like an interesting board. Kurush is just really taking his time here and studying the board, and he's already down 40 seconds into the chess match. So he's just really taking his time here with the chess. He has lost 50 seconds thinking through this one. He's got to be really careful here. He cannot open the kingside pawn without getting into a dangerous position with his queen. And he needs to make a move. And he has brought his bishop into a defensive position. And Pichurin responded with a kingside pawn. It looks like Kurush is once again just taking his time here in this opening game. It's actually giving an idea of some of the rules or some of the suggestions about chess boxing, which is to really try and get into the middle part of the game as quickly as possible. And he is not doing that. He's already lost a minute and a half, and he's being warned once again that he has to move. And it's taking some time. He's already lost almost 2 minutes on the chessboard, and it looks like he's going to go for an unusual move here over on the rook side. He's brought out his pawn, and Pichurin is just opening up his board well. It's looking like a very, very difficult match here for Kurush on the chess side. He's taking his time on these moves. And so Dmitry has used exactly 9 seconds of his time, and Kurush is already down to 6 minutes and 40 seconds. So he's lost 2:20 compared to 9 seconds, which is quite an unbalanced chess match here. And he has doubled up there. He's done a defensive move again. And Pichurin took just 4 or 5 seconds there to make another move. And he has built a nice little defensive posture, and that is the end of it. They really haven't gotten into the middle game. That was really just through the opening. But Karush lost almost 3 minutes there, so he's not going to get through too much chess. He probably has maybe two or three more rounds of chess in him, but he's really going to need to get aggressive on the boxing side if he wants to stay in this. It is quite unmatched on the chess side of things. It's looking like Karush is in a not an amazing position, and he took a ton of time to make his moves there, and it's just still really in the opening session. And so Svetlana, you want to tell us something quick here?
Yeah, actually it's interesting to find out how this fighters came to boxing. Actually, they all started playing. Karush started as a chess player, and it's other way around for Dmitry. He started as a boxer.
Okay, here we go. We are off on the first round of the heavyweight boxing match, and it is looking... These are some big guys in the ring. It looks really different with guys of this size in the ring, and Karush is playing a little bit defensively here and has a little bit less of sort of a professional stance from Dmitry, and Dmitry Pachurin may have the upper hand in the ring as well. And he kind of got his glove caught up there on a punch, and Karush got a few hits in, and it's looking okay at the current moment. They're just sort of testing the gloves out here, and Karush just getting a little aggressive. Took a little bit of a jab there, but nothing too serious. And they just got tangled up, and referee is getting them apart here, and they're back at it now, tapping gloves and continuing on. And Karush is going to need to get a little more aggressive if he's going to stay. And now he is. He's coming in with some swings there, trying to land some punches, and wasn't able to do it. Dmitry has some good defensive posture and is definitely dominating the center part of the ring. There's some good movement there. Got a few little punches in there, but nothing solid landed. They're just dancing around it a little bit now, and throw a couple of punches there. Karush just threw a punch that did not land, and he's telling him to take a step back for a second, and they're back at it. And just a lot of movement here. The referee stopped them there for just a second, and Dmitry came in swinging, but also wasn't able to land anything. And they're big guys, but they haven't really been able to get it moving that much here. They're sort of just testing the waters, is what it seems like. And they're just kind of dancing around it. It's open question whether either of them are going to land anything of substance here in this first round. There are a few little hits, but nothing serious again. And Karush got a few in there, and they got wrapped up a little here on the corner ropes. And I think they're going to need a lot more than that to make a difference. Almost at the end of the round here, and let's see if they can land anything. A couple of good punches here, and referee's just pulling them apart. That'll probably end the round. Let's see if they can get anything in before the bell rings. And Karush is... yep, there we go. That's the end of the first round. It didn't look like there was too much going on. I think Karush is going to need to really get his head into the chess side here. Svetlana, you have any more details about our boxers?
Yeah, so Karush is 32. He's coming from Tehran. He was born in 1984 and came to Germany just a few months ago as a refugee. He said he actually would like to perfect his chess game a little bit more. He doesn't think he's good enough in chess, much better in boxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that has definitely shown so far in the chess round. And they're just about to start the second round of chess, and Karush is really going to need to get his head into it. He is...
Yeah, actually, Karush is saying that he only been playing chess for 2 months. So he came from Iran only as a boxer, and while he's in Berlin, he's been learning. So let's see how he's doing now.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, because he's playing very very slowly, and he's also playing very defensively, and Dmitry is obviously a skilled chess player. He has built a nice little attack here, and Karush is just going to need to watch himself. It looks like he's just winding down the time, sort of trying to get into the chess zone, and that he had a good move there. He just forced Dmitry's bishop back and protected his king pawn, which was a good move. But he's just going to need to play faster. He's already down 3.5 minutes, and Dmitry has played still just 14 seconds out of his 9 minutes. So Dmitry is obviously quite dominant here. And that was good. Karush is once again just pushing forward with his pawns, forcing the bishop to move back. And Dmitry actually may be in a little bit of a bind here, getting his bishop out like that. It's an interesting moment, but Karush is just going to have to... He's got to get his head into this and play a little faster. But with only 2 months of playing chess, I'm not surprised to see him really putting some thought into these moves. And he's got his king pawn out now, just one spot. And Dmitry is... He's really taking his time on this one for the first time. And he's moved his bishop back into a little bit more of a defensive position here. Not actually sure where he was going with that. But Karush is definitely thinking about it. And he is down into the 4 minute range now. He has used half of his chess time now. And Dmitry has played only 26 seconds. So he's at exactly half of his time. He's at 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And Dmitry has now moved his bishop back out into an attacking position and put the castle in danger. We'll see if Karush can spot this. When you're new to chess, it's hard to see what's actually going on and how to protect your pieces and how to leverage pieces, and these things take a long time. So he's moved his castle into a defensive position, and Dmitry just moved his bishop right back. So but Karush is just, he's got to move faster. He just can't keep thinking about these moves for so long. It's a tough position to be in. He's down to 3 minutes and 45 seconds, and Dmitry has still played less than a minute. And the last move there was Karush just played a defensive role there, and he castled right at the end. And let's see if this can get moving here in the boxing round. This is the second boxing round. And it's nice. There is a match going here. So let's see if they can do more than test each other's abilities and maybe get into it a little bit more. But with these big guys, if they can land a punch on the head, it's a lot more force. So they gotta be careful about it. Svetlana, what did you think of that last round?
Well, that was intense. I'm actually looking forward to this boxing match to see what's happening.
Me too. I can't wait to see what happens.
And this is the second boxing round.
What's that? Which one?
The second one. So we have two chess, two boxing.
There we go. Into the second round. And that was the bell. And here we go. Let's see. Karush is going there for a little gut shot. Wasn't able to make it land. And Dmitry is definitely just staying right there in the middle of the ring.
And Kirsch doing a little more dancing. He's a little lighter on his feet and moving a little bit more like a smaller boxer. They both got that punching hand out. A few punches thrown there, but nothing landed on anything other than a glove. They're just trying to get in close enough to land something. Kirsch is dancing around to the backside of the ring now, and a couple of punches thrown, but Dmitry got right out of the way of those and backed up against the ropes, and now he's right back into the middle. And
so do you think their shorts are shiny or they're wet?
I think they're shiny. I'm going to go with shiny. What do you think?
I can tell. The black ones look kind of sweaty. Wow. Is this a hugging position for them?
Yeah, that was a very nice hugging position. They got a little tangled up on the ropes there for a second. And, they're still just testing out each other's abilities here, just pushing it around the ring a little bit. Yeah, what do you think? How's this round going, Svetlana?
It's not intense enough for me, but I think maybe more will happen in the next.
Ooh,
well,
there we
here
go.
You go. It just happened.
Yep. You're looking for intensity, and
Kurush just got on his knees.
That is a good way to put it, I would say. He went in for a punch and seemed to land a little something, and then Dmitry sort of got him when his defense was down, and couldn't really tell if Kurush like tripped. And,
whoa,
ooh,
whoa,
he's got
whoa,
Dmitry
whoa,
back
whoa.
Up against the ropes and throwing some punches there, and this round is a lot more action than the last one. They're definitely
there's a fire,
getting some good little punches in here.
Yeah, and looks like Dmitry is actually notably bigger than Kurush.
Maybe, yeah, he's got a few inches on him. And, yeah, Kurush just threw a few punches there and may have actually landed
and
something. I think that Kurush may actually be the dominant one in the actual boxing ring. And he's going to have to be if he wants to win this because...
Well, he has nothing to lose.
Yeah, the on the chess side, he's got to get his act together for sure. So he really needs to get even a little more aggressive here. And the crowd is definitely getting into this round a little bit more. There's some more action. Kirsch seemed to land a little something there, but Dmitry's playing good defense.
Well, we also should remember that Kirsch got much more experience. He is 32 years old, and Dmitry is only 24.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, so Kirsch has got some years on him, and that's the knock of this.
As a refugee, he's probably got a whole lot more history behind him, and which probably makes him mentally more prepared.
There we go, yeah. And you could see a little bit of that in that round. That was a solid round. And Dmitry may have been behind, but he did have... But Kirsch did go down on his knee for a little section of that. It was unclear if he took a hit or if he just sort of kneeled down for a second and sort of got tripped up a little bit. But that was a much more active boxing round, that second one. And Kirsch really, I'm sure his coaches are just saying, hey, you got to make some moves. You cannot wait anymore because you're down so much on time that you're probably not going to even really be able to get through this round unless you play some chess. He has 3 minutes and 36 seconds on the clock. And he may be out of options here in terms of what he can do on the chessboard. So... here we go for the third round of chess in the heavyweight bout, the final bout of the night here at Fight Club, Intellectual Fight Club. And it is Dmitry's move, and they just had to pause things to just make sure that the clock was going. They've paused the time just for a second, and but I think Dmitry knows what his move is going to be here. I actually think they... And we may just have some problems here with the clock. They're Unclear. I think we might have run out of batteries
okay,
or something.
Ganz kurze Konfigurations.
Not clear what's going on with the chess clock. But
I think they just changed the battery.
Okay. There we go. And there we're good to go. So we got the queen coming out here.
They have equal time now. This is not correct, the board, do you think?
Yeah, the chess clocks on the screen are off.
Yeah.
And the names are switched on the big board, but that's okay. We all know what's going on here, which is that Karush is really he's going to just need to play quickly and play defense, make sure that he's got his defense set. And that was actually a pretty good move. He just put the queen under pressure, and he's making Dimitri play a little more defensive. Whoa. And that might be... he has one possible move. Karush is just going to need to... I think he's almost mated here. It's very, very close to a mate. He only has one possible move that he can make, which is to move his king up to c2. He didn't notice that the queen and the bishop were lined up there, so he put some pressure on the queen, and that did not work out well for him because the queen just swooped in, and it's likely that the bishop is gonna. Well, I'm not sure here what the best move is, but he's got a lot of pressure to work with, and it's definitely not like an immediate mate. Yeah, he's trying to bring his pawns into the game and get things moving here. It's Karush is in some serious danger, but he doesn't want to run down the clock too much. Just play some solid amounts of defense. He just moved his castle back, so he's really letting Dimitri do whatever he wants. And it's unclear, the board was a little off there on the time, so it's unclear how much time Karush used on that round. But the last move was that Dimitri was able to line up he was able to line up the queen with the castle, so he got a pawn out of the way, and he can now move on that side of the board with a relative amount of freedom and bring his castle down. So that's going to make it a really, really tough next round of chess. Karush pretty much needs to take it in with this boxing round, or he's going to be out in the next round of chess. Stellana, what did you think about that round?
That was intense.
Yeah, you thought it was pretty intense?
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to this boxing fight, though, because it's been quite unclear who is ahead of it.
Yeah, it has. That's good. Here we go. The bell has rounded. And let's see what we got here. The Karush is coming out with some nice little aggressive punches, and Dimitri just gave him a nice pushed him back up against the ropes there, and they're still testing it out though. If one of them really lands a punch, it could be over quick. They're definitely big guys, and Karush is getting really aggressive there, just trying to get him up against the ropes and land a few punches, and it's a little more action. It's good.
So we have two more boxing matches after that.
Say what?
We have two more boxing
rounds
after that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If this round keeps going, there would be two more boxing rounds, but it's pretty unlikely that we're even going to get through the next chess match. The chessboard is heavily in Dimitri's favor, and they just got tangled up a little bit over on one side, and Dimitri had a sort of annoyed little push off there, and it's looking like Dimitri might have gotten a little bit frustrated with that tangle, and Karush is now sort of dominating the center there, and it just got tangled up again, and looks like they're going to... Yep, referee's pulling him apart, and looks like Karush got a few good hits.
Yeah, it's just... It's, the level of intensity is amazing. It's a very... touchy sport in a way. I wonder what kind of intensity they get when they actually get close to each other. Like, do they feel anger?
Yeah, I think it's yeah, there's probably a lot of adrenaline going on, and they're just kind of pushing it, really just seeing how they can, how much, what they can do with it. And
they're definitely being charging each other with energy. It's interesting to see how yeah. the crowd gets charged with the energy as well.
Absolutely.
The body heat, temperature, the adrenaline, it's all very important. You know, I've just recently learned that the word hero actually comes from heat. So the heat we produce.
Oh,
so it's actually interesting to trace it back to Sanskrit language.
Oh, interesting. That's a nice little tidbit. Yeah, Dmitry actually just got a couple of good little punch. Oh, he got a really solid knock in there, and Karush just went down. He came in a little bit too heavy, and the referee is just counting it out right now. He's giving him the countdown, and Karush is he's okay. He's okay to keep going, but he definitely got a nice little knock to the chin, and Dmitry is definitely looking like the stronger fighter here right now. He's Karush definitely he took a good solid whack there, and he just came in a little bit too close, and there we go, coming in with a couple of haymakers there and trying to see if he can land some solid stuff on Dmitry. He's got some real heart.
His coach is really, really in the game, and he's keeping him on track.
Rooting him on. There we go.
Whoa.
Just going for it. Just really trying to throw some punches, and he knows that he's just got to give it his all in this boxing round before they get back to the chess match.
Dmitry's coach, Marat Shahmanov, is really nervous about his trainee, and he's just jumping on the ring right now.
There we go. Yeah, that was the end of the third round of boxing. And we are back to chess here in a second. And Karush, this may be the end of the road for Karush. We'll see. He was in a really bad situation on the chessboard. So.
But do you think the chessboard has finally been reset, because the timing was a little bit off when we looked at it?
Oh, I'm sure the timing wasn't off on the actual chess clock. I think the timing was just off on the board that the crowd can see.
I see.
Yeah, it's I think it's a little tough when they switch sides, so they're looking in different directions or something. The board was switched on the screen, so.
So please tell me how this board works. Do you think it's, I see wires underneath it. It's actually an semi-electronic, semi-classic board, yeah?
Oh, I think the wires are actually plugged there. Some of it is for the chess clock, but some of it is just for giving them some white noise in their headphones.
Oh.
And we are back into the chess round, and I believe it is Karush's move. He is in a really, really rough spot. His bishop is pinned with the queen on, and the castle is just going to move down at any point. And, you know, that was not a bad move. He moved his castle over and put the queen under pressure. And that actually is a pretty solid defensive move. He may have been thinking about that during the boxing round, but he's at least doing a little pressure here. And I don't think Dmitry... Yeah, he's just gonna play a little defense with the queen there and bring the queen back, and he actually managed to get out of a pretty rough spot. And so Karush is actually down under 2 minutes now. He's down to a minute 45, and Dmitry has 6 minutes and 16 seconds. So it is a very quickly moving match, and I do not know if that was a smart move. He opened up his king to some more pressure there, and Dmitry took advantage of it and got his queen in line to put Kurush in check again, and Kurush is down to a minute 20. He's pretty much going to have to move his king. I'm not sure what just happened there. There we go. Yeah, so he moved his king to get out of the way of the check. And it looks like Dimitri just took his castle and... So they just did a little peace trade of castles there. And he is now once again in check. And Kurush is just really up against the ropes in this round. It's a tough one. He doesn't actually have that many options right now. And it looks like his bishop is about to get taken. That's the next move. Yep. And there we go. He's back in check. And this is looking like real close here. And but I don't know if there's the options right now to put him in mate. But he is cleaning up some pieces right now. And Kurush is in real trouble. He has 24 seconds. Oh, hey, and he was... That is the definition of getting saved by the bell. Holy cow. I thought it was over for him. It was like, it was looking pretty nasty there for a second.
That was intense.
Yeah, I'm surprised he got through that round, but he's definitely... He has no more tricks up his sleeve in the chess rounds. Hmm. He's going to have to... He's going to have to...
This is a close one,
He's
huh?
going to have to do it. Yep. Yeah, it's nice. He's putting a real fight in there. It's good. I would say he's showing a lot of heart, having learned chess only 2 months ago. That it's actually not a terrible chess game. He's definitely getting dominated, and if it kept going, he would lose. But maybe he can just come out swinging and get some good hits in here. And, you know, you never know. He could take this home if he... If he could concentrate.
Kurush actually says that he tries to box 4 times a week, and he plays 3 hours of chess a day.
All right. Well, that's pretty fun.
He's really learning, and he's learning quick.
That is good news, yeah. And it's what you got to do if you want to come out here and get into the ring as an amateur. And
I like his determination.
Like. Me too. He's got a lot of determination and heart. It's really nice. And they're into... This is round 4 of boxing?
I believe so.
That's exactly right.
So one more round of boxing to go after that.
Yeah, but there's no way they're getting through the next chess round. It's this and the next round. He's got like 20 seconds on the clock, so there's not much of a hope in terms of another round of boxing after this one. I think Kurush has really got to get aggressive and throw some punches. And there we go. They got a few punches in there, but got really wrapped up. And the referee's actually warning Dimitri and telling him to not hold on there. And they're just dipping and bobbing and... not showing each other too much to get a hold of on this. And I think Dimitri's probably just thinking if he can cruise through this boxing round and make it to the chess round, then he's golden. And that's probably pretty accurate. So Kurush has really just got to get in there and try and land something. Which
do you think it's more or less than a miracle that Kurush needs?
I would say more, yeah.
Oh, he's getting aggressive.
That's good. That's good. He needs to get aggressive. He cannot. He can't. He can't get complacent in this round. That's for sure. Just dancing around it a little bit here, testing it out. Oh, there were a few, just missed to the left, and he landed a few. The crowd definitely feels they know that this is the end of it here, and Kurush is just going to have to get in there and just tried to go down low, and Dmitry really anticipated it and got a good little hit in. And it's hard to tell on the boxing side who's really dominating on it, but they're making a good go of it. And Kurush just really went for it with Dmitry up against the wire, and it didn't do much. They just kind of dove into each other, and the crowd's really getting them to go for it. They know this is the end of the boxing for the night, and that this is the end of the boxing, and there it is. That was the last of the punches thrown. This chess round is going to be short and sweet. I think his trainer is just telling him, hey, you got to just defense, and you can't take more than a second per move. It's going to be it's going to be quick. So maybe it's time to go back to the golden rules. I don't know, Svetlana, what do you think? Should we revisit the golden rules here as we're getting ready for these last last little tidbits?
The golden rules are really
golden,
so we probably should cover some of them.
Yeah, I would say so.
I still like number one.
What is the first golden rule of chess boxing?
Always remember you have decided for a combined sport. That means you've got to work twice as much and twice as hard as the others.
That is important to remember. Okay, so here we are, and Kurush is actually down to 13 seconds. He can't think anymore. And he's actually just adjusting his headphones. I think he's just. I think he's out of time. We're down to 3, 2, 1, and it's over. That's it. And it was pretty clear that Kurush just didn't have the time on the chessboard.
Oh, but what a great story that the guy just learned how to play chess and he's there on the ring.
Yeah, they're just hugging it out. It was great. He really made a go of it. Getting that far into the rounds, I think he can be pretty happy with the way that chess boxing match went. That was everything to be proud of. That was a really nice, really nice match.
Das war der letzte Fight für heute Abend. Ein Fight zweier wirklich schwerer Jungs. Auch nochmal großes Boxen heute wieder. Aber es hat nicht ganz gereicht für Berlin. Sieger durch Zeitüberschreitung in der 8. Schachrunde ist eben Dmitry Pachuri.
There we go. They're just hugging it out, and Dmitry is looking satisfied with his win. He gave that a good go, and he's clapping for his competitor now. It's a gentleman's match for sure. And Dimitri's just giving a little hug to the girlfriend there, a little smooch to the girlfriend. That's very Rocky-esque, you know. It's nice. Looks like Moscow has taken this one for 2-1.
I'm sure there will be a revenge fight sometimes. Perhaps in Moscow, maybe. Ja, dann bleibt mir nur übrig, mich zu bedanken bei allen, mich zu entschuldigen für die Technik, weil die kannst du nicht selber machen, für die Übertragungsfehler in der letzten Runde, in deinem letzten Kampf. Das war ein bisschen schade. Aber ja, vielen Dank, dass ihr da wart. Und ich muss mir auch nochmal im Namen von Chessboxing Global bedanken bei unseren Sponsoren, bei.
Well, so I would just say that was a great fight to end it on. The first one was a good fight, and it was very good match. The second one was left a little something to be desired. It was a tough one.
I actually talked to the Russian fighter after that game. He said he wished it would have been longer. It was his first fight. It was the rookie fight.
Yeah. That was a tough one for sure. But this one was good. There was just a lot of heart in it. And all three of them really felt like a gentleman's matches. You know, they're all out here for fun and just enjoying being in front of the crowd and getting a good feel for it. And I think the crowd can be satisfied with these matches.
How do you like the green heels on the girlfriend of Dmitry Pichurin?
Those are that's impressive. Those are some nice heels.
That's snazzy.
Really snazzy. Snazzy, that's just the word I was thinking too. It's impressive.
And I think all the fighters are coming onto the ring.
Yeah, I think it's any last comments before we call it quits for the night?
Well, what I think behind every fight there is a personal story, and I think this is what's important to read. Who wins? It's training, it's motivation, it's the journey, and here we see it all, and we see the beauty of the sport.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all about the journey, and the journey to get here for all of these fighters has been a good one, and I'm sure they'll be back in the ring for more, and it's just been a fun evening here in Berlin.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Svetlana.
Chess boxing, thinking, and fighting. The only sport that challenges the full scale of human capacity. Live from the Platoon Kunsthalle in Berlin on meinsportradio.com.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.